We continue our learning. We're in Tanis Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Yerdu latzmachim, aval lo yerdu lo idon. Let's say it rains, but it rains, as the Bar Tanura says, kigon sheyerdu benachas. So it's a light rain. So that's only effective for the crops, but lo yardu lo ilon, meaning it's not enough it's not enough for the trees. It's not going to benefit the trees. Lo ilon v'lo v'atzmachim. Let's say it's, as the Bar Tanur says, sheyardu b'koach, meaning it was a very powerful rain, and it penetrates the soil very well, and that's helpful for the ilon, but that's going to ruin the crops because it's so much rain and it's so powerful. Or the following. Let's say the rain is fine both for the trees and for the crops. It's not going to ruin them. It's going to benefit both of them. But it's not enough. That's going to fill up all the pits, the cisterns, ditches, caves, etc. So in these situations, the Mishnah says, Masriyan alemiyad, we sound the shofar right away. We consider this as a very serious emergency, and we therefore follow the procedures that we had all the way back, once again, in the first parak in the sixth Mishnah, where it mentions Masriyin. So Masriyin there meant not only do we have this stringencies of the three fasts after the first three fasts, which were the fact that we have we stop eating and drinking already mibeod yom and is an issur malacha and rechitza, etc. But and we close the bathhouses, but we have also these restrictions of the next seven, which were that not we have masrin, we blow the shofar, we close the chanuyos, although we can keep them open, let's say I mentioned on Thursday because it's covered Shabbos. So all of those. That's what happens when we say the word Masriyin, and that would be the case here as well. This is considered very serious because we're afraid if we don't have enough, it's very nice that the crops are growing, but not enough water for the Boros, Shichun, and Ma'oros, we understand that that can be potentially harmful for everyone. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. V'chein ir shelo yardu aleha gishamim. Let's say you have one particular city where it's not raining. Dichsiv, as the pasuk in Amos says, the curse that Hashem says potentially could happen if you have a particular city that's being punished. We consider this a divine punishment. Where v'him tarti al ir echas va'al ir achas lo amtir chelka achas timoter v'gomer. So here it's obvious something is coming from the Ribono Shel Olam for that particular city. So the Mishnah says, this is what happens. And it's raining elsewhere. Osaha Irmis Ana Umasras. That city has to fast and blow the shofar. Fasting, of course, as we know, and blowing the shofar, which means all of those, apparently, those extra restrictions as well. V'chol Sivivo Seha Misanos V'lor Masrios. But the areas around that do fast, but they don't have the extra restrictions. They don't have the blowing of the shofar. Now, here, take note of the fact that it stopped. It's raining elsewhere. Let's say on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Let's say, and it's not. But it's not raining in this particular city. So as opposed to where it's not raining anywhere, we start the first fast are lenient, and we're not so strict at the beginning. Here we're going to be strict at the very beginning and be masrios in that particular city because it's very clear the fact that it's raining elsewhere and it's not raining here. Although this is just the beginning, it's early already in the process. Had it not been raining anywhere, so we wouldn't be so strict. But here we have to be strict, and that's why misanos and masrios. However, the cities around that, first of all, they have to. We want them to have the proper rachmanos along with their brothers in the other city, and also that it's the fact that it's not raining in one city may affect them as well because of just the prices of food anyway. There may be a food shortage because that city, maybe we need the crops from that city. In the past, it was important to have the crops from all of the cities. If it's not raining there, so that could be that could impact the cities that surround the area as well. So therefore, they don't have the stringencies of Masrios, but they are misanos. Now, there is an opinion of Rashi who says that this is not just when it says, v'chol sevivo seha. So that doesn't mean, according to Rashi, oh, just the cities that immediately surround it. According to him, that means all of Eretz Israel. So if one city is affected, there's a fast, not Masrios. Masrios blowing the shofar and the extra restrictions are closing the stores, let's say, is only for that particular city, but fasting is for everyone and everyone in Eretz Yisrael. And he gives the example of Ashkelon, because we'll learn in the sixth mission of this perek about a case where there was a tinus that they will go there because they saw what the grain looked like in Ashkelon. We were afraid that it was affected by the wind and everything's going to be destroyed. So Ashkelon is unique because Ashkelon is the southwestern border of Eretz Yisrael. And you look at the first mission of Gittin, let's say we speak about Ashkelon as one of the border cities. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, so this was not officially part of Eretz Yisrael. But Yoshua did conquer Ashkelon, and therefore it's considered part of the same Medina with respect to this halacha of Misanos velo Masrios. So that, well, according to Rashi's interpretation, the entire Eretz Yisrael fasts, even parts of Eretz Yisrael that were not included as part of Eretz Yisrael during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Akiva Omer, Masrios Velomis Anos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, these surrounding cities, they'll blow the shofar, but they won't fast, which is interesting because we usually look at Masrios as, oh, that's the higher level, and why would these cities, they're not going to fast, but they're going to blow shofar. Doesn't blow shofar automatically include a fast, and doesn't automatically include the fact that we're closing the stores and all of those severe restrictions from Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav? So the Mepharshim explain, not necessarily. Here, the Masrios and Misanos may mean something different. That Masrios just may mean that we blow the shofar, and that's all we do. We don't have to fast, and that's what Rabbi Akiva understands here. That Masrios doesn't mean fast plus. Masrios means just blowing the shofar, because Rabbi Akiva believes that that the surrounding cities should treat this almost like Rosh Hashanah. The Tanakhama, of course, says no, you should fast and not blow the shofar. So it's more like Yom Kippur. Obviously, the people who are the city that's stricken is going to treat the day as both Yom Kippur, they're fasting and they're blowing the shofar. So that's why we have to make this point that here Masrios velo Misanos may not mean what it meant in the past, where we say, oh, we blow the shofar, that automatically includes fasting plus other restrictions, not necessarily in this Mishnah. So once again, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. The Tanakhama says the surrounding cities, they fast and they don't blow the shofar. Yeah, Kiva says they build the shofar and they don't fast.